Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty. On Thursday, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media and talked about a number of things after practice.
Jock will not be able to play this week. He, as I told you guys yesterday, he was going through warm-ups and they got a ball thrown to him. And compound fractures, we understand it, came out of the skin. He's in a hospital right now. He had it fixed. Should be out of the hospital sometime this evening. Will not be available this weekend, hopefully next weekend.
You know what's
his
hand?
I don't. I never saw it, to be honest with you.
Bad luck.
Yeah, it's been rough, but the good news is hopefully he's back next week.
It seems like there's always one position, right, when you have a run on injuries or things
like
that.
I think you look around this league. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, you're always nicked up, and how you fight through those things usually dictates what kind of season you have. So, obviously, we've had, you know, a lot of players playing back there on the back end, but we got to keep going. And, you know, like I said, I feel good he's going to be back.
Gary, you mentioned you want your corners to be a little tighter coverage, or I guess pressed a little more on Monday. Do you expect the changes in the way you go about things Sunday?
You know, the question was asked, you know, would you want guys up there, you know, tighter and what's going on? Obviously, you do. I mean, but in football, you play zone, you play man. I mean, you do a lot of things. So it doesn't mean you just go out there and call man coverage every down. You know, that's got its problems too. So, you know, we just didn't need to do a better job breaking on the ball, getting out of our back pedal, recognizing drops, those type of things. If you do that, then you should be tighter in coverage. Well, he's made progress from yesterday to today. Like I said, I hope to see him be a contributor on Sunday. How much he plays, I think, is still up in the air, but he's obviously going to play.
Are there any other injury issues besides Chuck?
No. Oh, Anthony Hill is in the hospital with pneumonia, so he's not here today. So, but other than that, we got the normal Knicks. We're okay.
Molin's
still out. Yes.
With you being pretty thin at defensive back, is that an area you're going to look to do something with?
Well, I mean, we don't have any DBs on our practice squad, so it's not like we have anybody to bring up. So, you know, you're dealing right now. We're trying to take a hard look at Quinn and at the McCain this week, and obviously we'd like to see them play more than they have been playing. So, you know, like I said, we'll continue to look at those guys until somebody steps up and then basically says you're not going to get the spot back. So we're going to keep looking at those players.
How's Joel?
Joel practiced today, so he's better today. That's encouraging. So,
in defending against the run, do you try to change up some of the things you've been doing, or do you like the scheme, so to speak, but you need to execute better?
Well, it's a combination of things. I mean, obviously, you know, putting your team in a good call in certain situations, that's part half the battle. The other half is playing the defense right. Sometimes you're not going to be perfect. I mean, you may, you know, it's like offense same way. You may call a bad play, but that's why there's 60-something plays in the game. You got to come back and make the next one. So I just think it's still about consistency and consistency and effort and assignment.
Corner Jacques Reeves will miss this Sunday's game against the Raiders and heard about the status of his injury.
What happened with the injury, Jacques?
Doing bio drills and dislocated my pinky. Came out of the skin. Just taking precaution. They went in and cleaned it out. Nothing serious.
What is the time frame for how long you'll be out?
I missed this week. I'll be back next week.
Is that right? Yeah. You feel snake bit this year with these different kinds of injuries?
Not really snake bit. It's just, man, it's football, man. Things happen. I just stay positive. Keep working. I'll be all right.
But it is disappointing because you've been hoping to come back for about 3 weeks now, and now it's getting pushed back again, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. I mean, I was going to play this week. It sucks. But like I said, man, I just stay positive, keep my teammates into it, and do what I can.
So you had surgery to get it?
Well, I mean, not really surgery. They opened it up a little bit, cleaned out the joint to prevent infection. Nothing serious.
Will it be any lingering issues going in next week, or you don't think so?
It's a pinky, man. Nah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, but you use your hand to knock down balls?
I have a pretty high pain tolerance, so I should be all right. I'll be all right.
It's a pinky. Do you
have any kind of
protective gear around
you? I'm not sure yet.
I mean, you ever had injuries
like that before? I dislocate fingers. Two fingers a year at least. I mean, it's never come out of the skin though, so that was a new thing for me. But like I said, precautionary, clean it out a little bit, prevent infection.
Ball time in Houston.